Now, hello, it's your boy Elo. How y'all doing today? Well, all I can talk about today is self-awareness. Some people are not aware of what they're good at, or what their strengths, or what just necessarily what they're not good at, or what their weaknesses are. Because sometimes as a human, you as a person, you must understand who are you. Now, think about that. Who are you? Now, I know some of you going to think real deep because that's a real honest to God question. It's deep. Who are you as a person? Like, are you a poet? Are you a writer? Are you an athlete? Can you be a motivational speaker? Can you be a preacher? Can you be a leader? Like, what is your qualities that make you stand out? And what is something about yourself that you know from the jump? What is something that you're already aware of yourself? Because some people are not aware of who they are as a person. Because me, I understand that I have great knowledge of most things that I'm interested in. And I'm an intellect. You know, I consider myself to be a fast learner. Because the thing is about me, I keep doing something till I understand it. And since my background, my childhood, since I was the only child for about like good, I'll say when my mama had my sister, I was around like, I should say 12 or 13. So I was by myself about 12, 13 years till I officially just start learning things. But I was learning things all the way up until that age until I wasn't the only sibling. But when I was the only sibling, it fucking sucked. I never knew what I was good at. I know I like to play video games. I like to eat. And, you know, I had trouble making friends with the other kids, so that made it difficult as well. That's why you need to understand who you are as a person. Because you being aware of what you're good at and what you're not, it can help you so far down the line. Because people will spend their whole lives doing something that doesn't come naturally to them, and then they wonder why their life sucks. Because they're looking at this person over here. Let's say, for instance, I have a friend named Greg. He's athletically gifted. Now, he's a very fit individual, and he can jump higher than me. He can run faster than me. He can play basketball or football, or any sport for that matter. He excels at it. But me, on the other hand, I'm not athletically gifted, but I am gifted with intellect. I give a lot of effort. I'm a fast learner. I give a great speech. I'm a great speaker. Unlike Greg, he don't speak as much, but I have a way with words, and I'm very just into deep stuff. I can have a conversation with anyone. I'm a people person. If I don't say so myself, I'm a people person. I enjoy talking to people. I enjoy getting to know people. That's the thing about me. That's why, as a person, you must understand who are you as a person. Because I know I am a social person, but then also I'm an introvert. I could be around people for a certain amount of time, you know, a certain amount of time until I'm fed up. And I need to recharge by being by myself. Because most of the time, people are afraid to be by themselves. When you're by yourself, you figure out more about who you are as a person. People are afraid a long time. People need to value that. Because if you're alone, you can value how good you are and what drives you, what makes you want to be you. Now, keep that in mind about being self-aware about yourself. Now, this is your boy Elo. Peace. I'm out. Be aware.